Can you hear that Rocky Mountain water as it thunders coming down to wash you away? You can't hold back the rising tide, and you can't stop the chain that's rolling down the track. You can't stop the chain that's rolling down the track.
Welcome to Southpaws, episode 403, Forbidden.
Forbidden?
Ravioli, ravioli, do not lose the gavioli, it is forbidden.
I have no idea
because you're not a gamer, Fuzz.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm Saverin.
I'm not a gamer,
and
Fuzz.
Sheba is sick, or no, her mate is sick, and she might be sick. They have the flu, and therefore we are not recording at her place. We are recording at Fuzz's place this evening.
Because Fuzz doesn't have sick time left.
He
can't afford to be ill.
America.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yes, there has been an exciting week. There has been lots of bullshit, like, that happened literally, like, the day after we recorded last week.
Mm.
Like, they caught the bomb guy, and then there was the synagogue shooting.
Eesh,
like, we recorded, and then shit popped off. Like, we didn't even touch some of that stuff last week, because we had so many stuff
to talk
about.
So, like, the two people hadn't been killed in front of Kroger yet? When we recorded
I think that happened on Wednesday, but it hadn't hit the news.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a bad week for right-wing terrorism in the United States.
Yeah, yeah, it has.
But there's also been some good stuff, like, gaming-wise-ish. Like, I have some good things to talk about. And there has been some fun things in the political world. Then there's some good-ish news that might mean we might not be permanently stuck in hell world. But who knows? So let's start off this week by talking about Jacob Wall. This kid, he's 21, and is the youngest person who ever have been banned from working in the financial sector.
Oh, now that takes some skill, because they let any fucking scumbag work there.
So he was a king scumbag. He ran a Ponzi scheme-ass investment thing at age 20. He was touted on Fox News as this wunderkind young investor who was going to revolutionize the yada yada, jack off. And no, he just engaged in a lot of securities fraud and was, like, banned from ever being in the banking industry and financial industry, which is really, like you said, hard to do. Anytime a Republican says, oh, the left is doing this, or this is a fake, they're going to do it themselves. All they do is project. They say what they want to do, and then they do it. So, like, when Christine Blasey Ford was coming up, like, oh, she's fake, they made this up, and no, she was very well appointed, and they still put that fucking ghoul on Supreme Court, for which they should all be gulagged. But in this particular case, they were trying to gin up accusations against Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor who is investigating the president and all his evil bullshit. And they did it in the most impressively inept way ever. So I'm sure some of you have seen on the news, but if you haven't, there was a fake intelligence agency, Surefire Intelligence, I believe it was called, that was headed up by a mysterious group of people. And these are quote-unquote intelligence people, private eyes, that they had all their pictures plastered on their website. And then it turns out that, well, actually, Surefire Intelligence isn't actually a real thing. And the people that they made profiles for are stock photos that they threw Instagram filters on, and celebrities. And, like, one of the dudes was an actor who was in Game of Thrones, I think it was. And they're...
Couldn't you at least pick, like, someone who'd been in a less well-known show if you were going to do that?
And the other thing is, like, their head investigator was just Jacob Wall's picture, but darkened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just Google search this fucker. He registered the domain for Surefire Intelligence under his own email account.
Mm-hmm.
That the main dude is a selfie that Wall darkened. That said selfie was using as his Twitter profile when this all went down. That the other named employees of Surefire Intelligence all have stock images or famous actors as models use their official employee photographs. One of their fake employees is named Donald Treehorn, which is a Big Lebowski reference. The Krasensteins, who were political operative type peoples are the ones who turned it over to the feds. Like, they were shopping this around, trying to find women who would commit fraud to say, oh yeah, this person fucking did this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number for the quote-unquote intelligence agency directed people to a different phone number, which was Jacob Wall's mom's phone number. The woman they were trying to get to claim she was sexually assaulted by Mueller immediately snitched on him to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, they also, this thought for weeks, I guess, and it took less than half an hour for everything to just go tits up. Like, the dates were wrong.
The date where he was supposedly having an affair in New York, he was actually serving jury duty in Washington, D.C.
And not just, like, show up and get up. He was actually got to the voir dire section of it, and then they're like, do you have anything? And he's like, yes, I work in law enforcement.
Right,
and
yeah.
They're like, Robert S. Mueller, oh, you're excused.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, the judge probably recognized him. It was probably just sort of amusing to everybody, but it's sort of like...
They have to go through the
proceedings. They have to go through the proceedings. It's like Barack Obama was called for jury duty, after he left the presidency, right?
I'm sure.
But I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, as a private citizen now, he showed up for jury duty. And he had to show up there with the fucking Secret Service agent and everything. And, you know, everyone's happy to see him and they're shaking his hand and stuff like that. And they were basically like, you can go, you know. But he had to show up and sign in and spend time hanging out in a jury waiting pool area. Mm-hmm.
And all citizens might have to do it, even if they're rich or former presidents.
Right.
And actually, Jacob Wall, when he got in trouble, was 17. So he wasn't even a legal fucking adult. And there's a screenshot of him as this fucking, like, smooth-faced... His eyes are uneven. That's fucking weird. On Fox Business.
He's like the alien in Men in Black. He's out of breath. They blink the other way.
Yeah. Those eyes just seem like they're slightly off-center. Like, they're off on, like...
We get those eyes fixed, man. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, God. He posted this thing a couple days ago. Several media sources tell me that a scandalous story about Mueller is breaking tomorrow. Should be interesting. Stay tuned. He had offered various women $20,000 to claim that Mueller, while an attorney in private practice in the 70s, engaged in some sort of sexual misconduct. Independently of one another, the reporter determined that, no, this is all fucking fake. And then the special counsel awful passed everything off to the FBI. So this kid, who was trying to... I don't know. Maybe he did it intentionally badly to see if any of the, quote, fake news media would fall for his fake news. But his stuff was so fucking inept that immediately people were like, this is extremely fake. They used stock photos that the only thing they, like, blew it out with, like, a white Instagram filter mm-hmm. to cover up the fact that the stock photo text, like, watermark is still there.
So he didn't even pay the stock photo company.
He could have. Producing
the images.
It's just hilarious.
What if one of the pictures was the Guess I'll Die guy?
It's been funny. And then, like, today he had some sort of press conference where, like, he tried to claim that, oh, well, you can be in two places in the same day. Where, like, he was in D.C. and then New York City. Those are a little bit far apart.
I'm just sort of amused that, like, he tried to smear someone and it turned out that he was literally doing his civic duty at the time, of which there are, like, easily gotten records of something like that. Of all the days he could have picked, how often do you get called for jury duty? Like, once every 5 years or something like that?
I've gotten called twice in the last three, but not had to serve either time, which makes me eligible to go up again in, like, 3 months, which is fine. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not a super common thing. And he just happened to pick the date that the Mueller showed up for jury duty.
Yeah, like, there's timestamps of this shit. Like, there are official records when, like they have him signing in, and when you're dismissed from voir dire, it's noted by the
stenographer. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They know that juror blah was dismissed.
And they probably put the reasons, I'm assuming.
And they have, like, the timestamp, because, you know, this is all important court record and shit. And then also they made the claim, oh, he was up on the 19th floor. Well, apparently the 19th floor of this hotel is a fucking gym.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not the entire floor, They just, they fucking missed that out. And they have records of guests if it's a high-gaste hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to check, like, there's so many things that these guys could have tried to do. It's like that scene in The Simpsons where Sideshow Bob stumbles out of the car and, like, steps on a rake, and he stumbles backwards and steps into a rake, and it's right. just this eternal ring of rakes.
Yes, yeah.
So that's actually been pretty funny. Because you don't often
whenever people see this jackass's name in the future, they just know to just automatically discount everything.
I mean, he's like a less effective James O'Keefe. He's another right-wing bullshitter who posts edited videos. He was the guy who was like trying to... He dressed up as a shitty pimp and tried to, like, yo, I gotta get my hoes these abortions, yo, at, like, Planned Parenthood. And they were like, sir, you need to leave. He's a real piece of shit. He also provided he quote-unquote video evidence to the J20 inaugural protest. He provided edited video, and the prosecution held it from the defense, and the defense is like, look, this is a Brady violation. You can't admit any of this. You should just throw this all out. And that got all the mistrials, and then eventually they're like, we're not going to get any convictions, and they just dismissed everything. It took, like, a year for it to happen, and all these people had the fucking sword of Damocles over their head. But
yeah, that's totally fucked up.
But, you know, it's, again, another right-wing grifter fucking it up for his own team because he just sucks. I mean, I'm always up for these clowns harming their own cause. I mean, of course there's going to be the fucking chuds that believe it, but in the grand scheme of things, people are like further discredited. And the fact that he committed a couple probably federal crimes, all sorts of shit that I'm sure he's now on the hook for because he's getting investigated by the FBI over this.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a million fucking statutes that they can nail him to the wall for.
What a moron. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, congrats, you just got yourself a free prison sentence, maybe. Because he ain't rich enough to, you know, avoid prison forever. He's not white boy rich and can get daddy to get him off.
He's just some guy.
He's just some kid. He's literally 20. He can't fucking legally drink yet. He's barely got pubes. Like, come on.
Like, how could you fuck up your life so badly by that age? It's
really impressive.
Yeah. By not actually, like, killing anyone or anything, just by being a dumbass.
Yeah. He's just a grade A dumbass. That's been the one, like, little bit of light in the political world. Because we've had, you know, like I said, a bunch of straight-up terrorism. And, I mean, it shouldn't surprise you that the dude in Florida is super white, super Trumpy. Like, he was one of those people. It doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you fall on. The number of bumper stickers on your car, like, once it goes past, like, two, the more insane you are. And this guy's entire van was plastered. Like, how do you fucking, like... You couldn't see out the fucking windows.
Like, he was, like, apparently he had, like been, like, a food caterer or something. Because, like, one of the old pictures that somebody had was a woman who, 2 years prior, her husband had sent her, had texted her a picture, been like, get a load of this fucking van. This is the guy that delivered the food to the office today. And then... when this came up, they talked about it. They're like, holy shit, that's the guy. And
yeah.
CNN sucks. Pictures of Trump. Pictures of...
4chan Paul memes.
I think Pelosi with like a target on her head was...
Yeah.
Or Pelosi or Hillary. Probably both.
Probably both. Just lots of people with fucking crosshairs over their faces.
Right, yeah.
Dumb memes from like 4chan Paul. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy, he's a boomer. He's older than us by margin, I think.
No, I think he's 48.
Okay, so
he's still older
than you.
Yeah, but he's still firmly in Gen X territory, but, you know.
Boomer's a state of mind for him, I guess.
I suppose. As you just pointed out by the Jacob Wall guy, you know, millennials and Gen Z can have dumbasses too. So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
but, like, this guy, everything in his world had been fucked up by Republicans and Trump people. Mm-hmm. Like, he lost his house
He was living in the van, apparently.
Living in his van because some guy that's now in the fucking Trump administration was part of this bullshit thing. Like, they were robo-signing stuff, and this guy's house was, like, illegally foreclosed upon.
Oh.
So he lost his house because of Trump and his cronies, and yet here he is fucking sucking his dick, calling him a dad figure, and, you know, believing that these are the enemies of the people. Like, they got his laptop, and they're like, his fucking unredacted Google searches. He didn't even use a fucking incognito window. It was like, Hillary's house address, Obama's house address, George Soros' house address, like, Kamala Harris' address. And, like, he did it all in an incredibly transparently obvious way.
Yeah.
And it's just like, goddamn. And thankfully, nothing of his blew up.
15 bombs, I think, were mailed from what I heard.
Yeah.
And amazingly, none of them went off. And apparently it wasn't incompetence. Like, the people that looked at it were like, no, these were live. These could have gone off at any time. It's just really amazing luck that they didn't.
Yeah.
And it didn't take some fucking postal carrier's hand off, you know?
Yeah, because it's not just like, oh, this person threatened these 15 high-profile individuals. This person threatened every single person in the entire supply chain.
Yeah.
Like, from the fucking postal worker at the post office who received the packages to every handler to every person.
Like, especially for the former presidents. They have Secret Service agents. People are like, oh, they were never in danger. They had Secret Service. I'm like, that doesn't make it better. That means some Secret Service agent ends up getting killed or more.
For 15 bombs, that's probably 1,000-plus people easy that had come in contact with those things.
Going through the mail system? Yeah, totally.
Like, moving it from truck to truck, getting it from point A to B. Like, he was in Florida, so, like, those things were transported via either train or air to get to New York, where a lot of these were mailed.
New York and D.C., a lot of them.
And homeboy was a Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's all sorts of charges. And, like, the Postmaster General, you don't fuck with him. Like, they can levy some really fucking hefty federal charges against the dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was an interstate crime.
Yeah.
So, it took place in multiple states, so...
Plus, he has all the state-level shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is never going to see the outside of a cell.
Like, the guy that shot up the synagogue got 44 counts against him, and something like 33 of them carried a death penalty if found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
So he's fucked.
And again, this is the stochastic terrorism that the president has been putting forth. You know, just going out there, throwing it to the void, and hoping that one of his deranged fuckers does it. And this happened in Kentucky, where a white dude blew two people away in a fucking Kroger, of all places.
And then he held the gun on a third guy, and the third guy was like, "You're gonna shoot me?" And his response was, "Whites don't shoot whites." And he didn't shoot the third guy because he was white.
And it's like, no, that's pretty common, actually. But yeah, like, that dude was racially tinged.
Oh, and you know what's really fucked up? It doesn't count under the state's hate crimes because their hate crimes law doesn't cover homicide.
That's fucked up.
Like, so if you beat the shit out of someone for being gay or black or a Jew, that's a hate crime. But if you flat out shoot two black people in front of the Kroger, that doesn't count because homicide isn't included. That seems like a severe fucking oversight.
Yeah, just a bit. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in theory, like, homicide will always carry a higher penalty than, like, assault. But even then...
But usually a hate crime is a modifier. Like, you're guilty of homicide, but it's homicide as a hate crime, so that carries a stiffer penalty. Just like, if you use a gun in a crime, it adds time to your projected sentence and stuff like that. Or, like, for the synagogue shooter, it wasn't just murder. It was, like, using a gun in a crime. It was also, like, interfering or threatening people while worshiping or something like that. Because freedom of religion is covered under the First Amendment. So when you go and you shoot up a church or a synagogue or a mosque, that actually carries stiffer penalties.
And that guy was, like, screaming death to Jews. And turns out he was one of those Jews will not replace us type fuckers from Charlottesville who was believing that George Soros, the biggest Jew on the planet apparently, is somehow funding like a Jewish group that is helping immigrants come in and settle in the U.S. and get right on their fucking feet. But there's also this conspiracy theory about George Soros somehow funding the caravan of this amorphous blob of a billion fucking people, apparently, that is going to sweep north through Mexico, cleanse it of all life, and devour our country like a swarm of locusts. When, in fact, it's like 3,000 people walking from Honduras. They've made it into southern Mexico, and the Mexican government's like, hey, you guys want to stay? We'll help you out. Mm-hmm. They're literally thousands of miles from the border, while Trumpy boy is sending troops to the Texas border.
He's tripled the amount. It was going to be 5,000. It's now 15,000.
That's the amount of fuckers we got in Afghanistan. He's deploying U.S. soldiers in our country in a time of not war when that's supposed to be fucking National Guard stuff. He's like, that has to be some sort of constitutional violation. Like, I mean, it wouldn't fucking matter if it was because our entire fucking system is just corrupt and useless.
He literally implied that he could override the 14th Amendment with an executive order, so I don't think constitutional accuracy is high on his agenda.
It's just the most fucking transparent bullshit right now.
Just supposed to be a distraction. Yeah.
You know, the election's here in 5 days. I've been getting so many texts from Team Beto.
Mm-hmm. Saying you better go vote.
Yeah, and I'm like, I voted at 10:30 a.m. on the first day of early voting. Yeah. Thank you. I have donated. High five. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, and that there is some good news, though. Like, you know, when I mentioned we might not be trapped in hell world forever, I did see a thing like on The Guardian that millennials voting is up 500% in states like Georgia and Texas.
Excellent. Like,
there is a big push for people, younger people, to vote, and a lot of them are listening.
Good.
Because, you know, people see that we're in hell world. Mm-hmm. Hell world is that the worst, most evil option is going to be the one that wins. Because that seems to how it's been for the past couple years. And, you know, my fucking Twitter handle is Saverin at Hell World. It's like, just because Halloween's over doesn't mean we're not in Hell World anymore. That's just where we are. I did not come up with the Hell World concept. That's a fucking podcast thing I heard elsewhere. But I'm like,
Hell is real. Welcome to America.
People are out there and they're voting. I'm seeing lots of Beto signs. I've already voted. I can't do anything else. And I'm telling people, yo, get the fuck out to vote. If you're listening to this and you can vote, go fucking vote, dudes. Mainline Democrats, they kind of suck. But you know who sucks way the fuck worse? Any Republican under the sun ever. They're not good people.
They're not.
And this is something I had a discussion with my mom today. I had to go out to Weatherford today and help my parents set up. And this Chinese friend of theirs, like ethnically Chinese from China, first generation immigrant, mm-hmm. like came over, and my dad was complaining about how hard it is to find like these cheap made in China pop-up tents that they use as displays. Because of the severe weather that hit a couple of their shows recently, two of them got broken. Mm. Because they're not the sturdiest things. They're not designed to handle storms, really. They bend fairly easily.
Right.
But they're not expensive either. And they're talking about tariffs and how this friend of theirs, this gal, had been to China and bit back. And, like, she got the full intense interrogation thing. They went through all her shit, make sure she wasn't bringing anything in from China. And right. then she fucking says, oh, yeah, but I like Trump. He's fine. And my dad looked like he was about to fucking give birth and was like, oh, I'm going to go and like excused himself because he was going to blow up at this lady. She's fucking Chinese. She'll be on the first boat off if he gets his fucking way. She says this in front of my dad. I've never seen my dad look like he wanted to like slap a bitch.
Yeah.
And he didn't, obviously, because that would have been a bit of a problem. But it just blows my fucking mind.
It's like Caitlyn Jenner supporting Trump, you know? I mean,
she's just the dumbest person.
I just don't understand it. I mean, I'm an immigrant and I'm like really worried, you know, that shit's going to change before my citizenship gets finished. And like, yeah, I still have my green card, but like, they're talking about denaturalizing people that have already been through the process. So I don't feel like, oh, I got the green card. I'm set. I'm good for life. I don't need to worry. I'm like, Yeah, it might be a while before they get to my Lily White ass, but no, you gotta stop that shit. You gotta nip that in the bud right off the bat, man.
Yeah, they'll fucking come at you with calipers and nose measuring tools to be like, oh, is your skull big enough? Are you in fact a secret Jew? To the books! You know.
God.
So that was kind of my day. I was helping because my parents, they'll be out at Weatherford selling their shit this next weekend.
Yeah.
Or this weekend. And like, I don't have to help them this weekend, but I do have to help them tear down on Sunday. Because like, they can set out their gear and stuff, but when it comes to like setting up their displays, my mom's not in the greatest health. My dad's not supposed to lift anything over like 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't lift a gallon of milk right now.
Yeah.
So if you want to get on another fucking tangent, it's Halloween. The Halloween just passed. We have survived. There's no spooky dudes. No werewolves came and fucked me to death. Even though I put fucking barbecue sauce on me, I'm really disappointed. Like, I was just ready to fucking just check out. Just fuck me in half, werewolves. Come on. And these fuckers didn't. Come on, you slackers.
It was like that comic where there's the guy standing next to the werewolf, and it's titled Instant Halloween Costume, and he's holding out his arms saying, come on, just do it.
There was lots of good Halloween costumes that I've seen online. There was one person who was like, I'm the scariest thing of all, universal healthcare. Did you see that one? It's a woman in like a space print dress.
Oh.
And she's got like a stethoscope around her neck and a clipboard.
Oh.
So she was a universe doctor, universal healthcare.
Oh, jeez. No, one I saw was just a dude wearing a placard around his neck that said 2018.
Oh, shit. Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
You know, we live in an apartment complex, so we don't get trick-or-treaters. But, like, if they had come by, I did have some, like, full-size candy bars and stuff that I could have, like...
Oh, wow. Like, death is going to pass by you.
I know.
Yeah.
I felt pretty bad. Like,
we never get kids in this neighborhood.
I think there's, like, there might be some across the way because they go all ham on the Halloween decorations, but they just go to some trunk-or-treat thing.
Yeah.
What? Trunk or treat. It's where all the families get together. They park in a parking lot of like a church or something.
Oh, it's all well trunk lit. Of a car.
Yeah, okay. Trunk. So like trunk of a car. And they pass out candy to kids that way instead of having them walk around the neighborhood.
Oh, I mean, like back in the day, like when I was like a young teen and my sister was a little kid, we did the thing in the mall where you'd go and walk around in the mall and everyone in the stores would give you candy. And it was sort of like... It's well lit, it's indoors, it's safe, but of course now malls are dying since I was that age. So.
Yeah. It's funny because I was again talking to my mom on the way back and she was like, yeah, you know, they only do it for a couple hours. I was like, why? And it was like, that way people can't go from like point to point to point just getting shitloads of candy. I'm like, well, where's the fun in that? The other thing is like, you've got these dumb shits that are like, oh, what's the scariest liberal Halloween costume? And the thing is, the fucking head of the current Medicare office.
Uh-huh.
Like, they made this tweet. They made a literal fucking shitpost on their official goddamn account about how the scariest Halloween costume they've had was universal healthcare.
Uh-huh.
Medicare for all. And, like, talking all this shit out their butt. And I was like, I saw this one. Who's this fucking ghoul? And it's... I'd have to pull it up on my Twitter. But she's like, the official ass account of the Medicare department, of the government...
Yeah.
Saying it's just completely impossible to spend like $32 trillion on healthcare for every person in the United States versus the $700 quadrillion that we're spending to blow up people in the Middle East and destabilize countries in South America. Like, fuck. And the thing is, and this is what kills me about this, is like my parents, I found this out today, my parents pay $900 a month for their healthcare. $900. Wow. To not die.
Jesus.
And that explains a lot. I never knew it was that high. I always know that they're always getting by the skin of their fucking teeth. But I see this fucking ghoul who's like, oh, Medicare for all won't work, you know. Like, $300 of that goes to paying for their Medicaid. Like,
mm-hmm.
It drives me fucking nuts when I'm looking at, like, our friend Jeddar and, like, how he's going to have a number that is it's just fake numbers. Just say, fuck it, what are you going to do, repossess my organs? Oh, by the way, they're filled with cancer, you know? He's been in the hospital, and they have healthcare, and they have insurance, but they're still looking down the barrel of $1 million-plus medical bill. I have a fucking cousin. She's, like, doing her residency at John fucking Hopkins. Mm-hmm. She had cancer while pregnant and kept the baby. So she was doing all this shit. And yet, when the child was born, her insurance refused to cover the birth in its all of its complicated glory because she had a pre-existing condition before the pregnancy, which was cancer. And so she has $2 million just... fake numbers worth of medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at other locals who, like, they fucked up their foot and, you know, they've got facing down the barrel of medical bills that they can't afford. It's just so fucking ghoulish to see that, like, oh, you know, it's impossible for the government to pay for healthcare despite it happening in every single EU country, Britain, Canada, Mexico, Cuba, mm-hmm. and all these other countries in the world. Like, I think Japan has it too, like China maybe, like all these countries have it. We're like 37th in the fucking world for medical care.
USA.
USA. And just like, I see all this fucking suffering that's going into people that I know. Like, not even just like the people I read about. Like, a person posted that a friend of theirs had died and their last social media post was begging for someone to give them an albuterol inhaler because they couldn't afford one. They died of a lack of asthma medications, had an asthma attack and fucking died. Right? Like, this country fucking sucks, dude. It really does. And it's only getting, like, more stark.
My one big fear, I'm like, right now I'm in this very privileged position where, you know, Tieran and I both have full-time day jobs. Our business is self-sustaining. We have this nice house. Both of our cars are paid off. And my number one fear is that one or both of us gets something medical wrong with them and we fucking basically lose everything.
Yeah. And it's entirely possible. Every single one of us is a bad day away from losing everything we have and being in medical debt for the rest of our lives because medical debt can't be discharged through bankruptcy.
I thought it could. I thought only student loans could be.
I'm pretty sure medical debt is no longer dischargeable through bankruptcy. I can Google that shit.
Yeah. That might be something that they tried to change.
It's just a hell of a thing, for sure. So it's been 36 minutes of me going, this country! And I do have some rays of sunshine. There's a little bit of goodness here. There is a little bit of cool video game stuff. Like, it's okay. Let's take a breather. You know, eat an edible. Chill out. Listen to some music. Play some video games. There was some good shit this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was a surprise Undertale 2 announcement. Toby Fox, the creator of Undertale, put out a game called Deltarune, which is literally an anagram for Undertale.
Yeah.
And it is, spoilers, an Undertale sequel. Sort of. So, the game, this is some spoiler territory, so, like, if you've somehow survived listening to the first half of this and yet don't want to hear spoilers for Deltarune, just skip on ahead, like, 5 minutes. I'm not going to, like, time it, but that should probably get you towards the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, he announced it, like, literally a day before it came out, like, come back here in 24 hours after having the Undertale account be, like, silent for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge Undertale stan. I loved the game. I got the true pacifist ending. I loved everything about it. Like, I did a bunch of fan-related bullshit with it. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. So for this to come back out and to also be a sort of sequel, like, holy shit. And it's out of the fucking blue and, like, you know, it's really funny, too, because, like, at the beginning, it's like, oh, you gotta create a character. Oh, you gotta, like, what do they look like? What do they do this? What's their gift? Mm-hmm. And then at the end, it's like, well, this is great, but you know what? You don't get to always choose who you are, so this is who you are, actually.
Right.
And you're this kid named Chris. You're a child living with Toriel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's seemingly set after the good ending of Undertale,
mm-hmm.
except some things aren't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things don't line up with the true pacifist ending.
Mm-hmm.
They don't line up with a number of the endings. So people are thinking, oh, it's a side story or it's an alternate universe because there's like multiverse stuff going on in the original game. So this could be a separate universe that, you know, this is where like the evil child, like he fucked up one, jumped to the next, and he's going to fuck up this next one. There's very obviously there's a little goat prince whose name is an anagram for Azrael. So it's like there's some shit going on. I played through it. I got like the pacifist what playthrough. And then of course you get the stinger at the very end. Like you get once you finish up the fantasy portion, like you're in the real world, but then like you a thing happens and you fall into this sort of fantasy realm where you have a sword and you look like a fucking anime character. It's sort of like a little isekai kind of thing. And like this the other character with you is like she's like the school bully that you got shoved into working with, and there's some friendship and story, and you meet this little goat prince who, you know, the anagram for Azrael, and you go through the storyline, and at the very end you wake back up and you're back in the real world, and then you can go and talk to everybody. Like, you can go around, you can talk to Asgore, you can talk to Sans and Undyne and all the characters who are main characters in the first game. But things, again, still don't line up. So it really has a lot of speculation. And then, of course, it ends. You beat it, and it's like chapter one complete. Some shocking-ass shit happens. And then there's, like, the credits with a vocal song, and then the game just ends. Like, it shuts down. Like, you don't save, you don't reload, it's just, it's over, you're done. And so, it's really reignited a lot of people's excitement for the game.
Yeah, I knew something happened when I suddenly saw the Toriel porn spike on Twitter.
Yeah, like, Toriel, great. Other characters, great. I'm just like, hey, by the way, the characters in this, especially, like, the Azrael kid, they're, like, 12, so maybe slow your roll on the Rule 34. They're, like, at best teenagers in high school. So, hey, like, look, this Dear Girl character, she's cute. She's also, like, maybe 15. Maybe restrain your hand a bit, okay? Don't do it. You know, we had this for Kana on Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, the little dragon girl.
Oh, okay.
Who, she's only 200 years old, but she looks like she's 6 or whatever.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, it's like, look, okay, guys, slow down. Slow down. But I played through it. It was really exciting. Like, even Tyrion, he was messaging me about it today because he played it. If he's here, I would totally be, like, I'll sit down and, like, go back and forth with him on it because we're like, oh, shit, about this and this and this and this. And it was really great
to
have something new and exciting to talk about, like, gaming-wise that isn't like, holy shit, get a load of these fuckers. It's like, holy shit, this thing that I really enjoyed and loved the hell out of is now out and available. And I got to play it on the day it came out. So I didn't get anything spoiled.
So is this, like, a free download?
It's a free download demo.
Oh, okay.
But it also apparently, like, it modifies your files in Undertale, too. Like, the original game.
Yeah.
So, like, it checks your save file to see what you did.
Right.
It might change things around somewhat.
Yeah.
Like, I missed the secret boss in the demo, because I'm pretty sure I didn't go a direction in after one section.
Right.
You know, I'd have to replay it if I wanted to, like, go see the secret chaos boss or whatever. It's really gotten people back excited about a thing, and it's always nice to see when a lot of furries are into it and they're really talking about it. Like, Snoutston Online has been chock full of Deltarune. You know, there are people being, like, no fun about it. Like, oh, God, Undertale, ugh. But basically everybody else has been really excited and talking about it. And since you can, like, spoiler warning everything
on Mastodon,
you can keep that conversation out of people that are like, la, 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 I do not wish to see, ah.
Yeah, because apparently they put up, they actually put up a note saying don't spoil this for 24
hours. Yeah, they're like, hey, don't talk about this for 24 hours. And of course, there were dicks, like, immediately out there trying to spoil shit. But I managed to avoid it completely by basically being so busy that day and then not going on Twitter.
Yeah.
And not going on places that people could spoil it. So I got to play the game and enjoy it basically spoiler-free and blind. It's extremely good. Please check it out. It's like deltarune.com. You can just
find. Oh, so they actually did name it that.
Yeah. The file, they have the website called Deltarune. The Deltarune is a symbol in, like, it's the crest that's on like their robes, like mm-hmm. Toriel's robe and basically all the goat family's robe. Like it's used as their like royal crest kind of thing.
So the tweet I sent you earlier was the next version of Undertale is going to be Noodler.
Yes. And people were like, hell yeah, we're going to go see some Toriel titties. And I'm like, ah, we've already got that. Because people were like, oh, it's the anniversary of Undertale. Let's do some fresh porn. Oh, shit, it's a new game. Quick, do some fresh porn. It's like, oh, crap, goat
dead. It's Christmas. Do some Rudolph porn. It's Easter. Do some bunny porn.
You know, we just finished up Halloween.
It's Deer-cember. Do some deer.
It's No Nut November. Well, fuck you. I already failed that.
Oh, you closed somebody's ring.
Oh, I wish. Like, I could have today if I didn't have to go out to fucking Weatherford, but unfortunately, mm-hmm. real life obligations and all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and like, Sarah just sent me a thing where it's like, Rick Griffin doing werewolf porn.
Ooh.
He's about to get pounced, and his ring's about to get opened, wide open.
Oh, goddamn. That's... He has such a cute style, but, like, his porn is really hot because it's cute, but it's not too cute, you know?
And he still has not done full-on, like, penetrative sex. It's still, like, implied, but there's no, like, nobody being balls deep in anybody else yet.
I'm sure that all of that is on his hard drive.
Oh, I'm sure. What's, like, you know... Seeing J.D. LeClaid's adult stuff for the first time. They're like, oh, he has a really nice style. Oh, he does do lewds. Oh. You know, there's yeah. that. So, yes, it's Deltarune. It's good. Go check it out. Also, I can also say that I am still WoW-free.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. They gave me the first taste of the Battle for Azeroth, and I don't want it. This drug sucks, Blizzard. Fuck you.
So... On a related note, I am curious about something.
Okay.
So BlizzCon is this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a photograph of the rules of the con. And, like, they had some really serious rules about you can't do this, you can't do that, this list of items are prohibited, and it's stuff like... You know, you can have your cell phone, but there's no cameras allowed up to a point. Like, any camera that has a lens longer than 6 inches is not allowed. But security is like, they're just hearing no cameras allowed. So, like, people have, like, a DSLR or whatever.
Tiny little, like, digitals.
Yeah, and they're caught and they're not letting them do that. And they're saying, you're allowed to record these events on these days, but you're absolutely not allowed to do any recording of, like, the talent show and a costume contest and the dev presentation. And if you hook anything up to a computer on site, you'll be ejected. You're not allowed to have any computers. And I'm like, I haven't seen these kind of rules come up at furry cons. Is this common at, like, anime cons or any other kind of... You've been to a couple small gaming events and stuff, too.
So, what you said is accurate. Like, I have the list here, but they didn't miss anything. So, the thing about BlizzCon, because I put this into the TFF Leeds chat, and Glaregorn was like, oh, this is just how it's always been.
Oh.
And Sarah pointed out that it's a giant PPV. It's a giant pay-per-view event. You have to pay $40 or $50 to fucking watch this thing and everything streamed, including the talent show, whatever. So, like, you can't have a good camera. You can't have professional audio equipment. Mm-hmm. You can't have X, Y, and Z. You can't have tripods.
You can't have the...
GoPros,
yeah.
Or Google Glass.
Yeah.
Which is weird because those things are super discontinued. Yeah. But it's an example. They probably put that on the list when that was still, like, a going concern.
Yeah.
It makes sense in that they want you to have to pay to see shit about shit for this show.
Mm.
Like, there's always camera pictures that get out, but they're like phone cameras.
Yeah.
There's no audio, and like you can't even like view the VODs, I think, until like way after the event. If you don't pay them money to watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, if you pay money to watch, you better be watching it live. Because, like, all your fucking enthusiasm for this event's going to be gone by the time it's over. Yeah.
And there's not really, like, anything major being announced this year. Like, they mentioned, like, the first thing after the opening ceremonies is something Diablo-related.
Because they already put out their WoW expansion.
Yeah, like, unless they were going to do something, like, super unexpected for, like, Overwatch, there's really not a lot that's going to be announced this year.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously...
I didn't really think it was, like, an announcement-type con, really. I thought it was just, like, a... well, I guess like a marketing and community event.
Oh, it's a giant. It is that, but that's also where the only place they announced their new shit.
Oh, okay.
Like they announced Battle for Azeroth during like BlizzCon. They announced Diablo 3 and Diablo 3's expansion. Like they do all their big announcements. Like they revealed Overwatch at BlizzCon. It's like this is where you get to find out what's next in their ongoing concerns and find out about anything new.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't know what all could be released. I mean, obviously it starts tomorrow and goes like tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah.
So by the time this episode gets out to everybody, it'll be over. And we'll probably discuss it, hopefully, with Shiva next week because she is also super big into Blizzard games.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that. That, yeah, it is a giant pay-per-view event.
Ah.
So.
Like, I didn't know that.
I hadn't really thought about that either, but it makes a lot of sense, even though it's kind of crummy. I mean...
Because I'm like, if you're used to going to other types of cons like I am, like I've been to furry cons, comic cons, and, you know, those cons we go to meet actors and stuff like that, and you just show up like you're going to a con, and then there's suddenly this list of like, oh, better leave your laptop at home or whatnot, you know?
Well, like, also,
it would probably take me by surprise, I guess.
Like, TwitchCon just happened, and it has similar rules about, like, having your own laptops and bags and stuff like that. No outside food or drink.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other kettle of fucking fish.
I mean, the outside food or drink makes sense, because that's probably a venue-imposed restriction. It's sort of like the Dealer's Room at Anthrocon. They have a concession stand that's only open for, like, I don't know, like half an hour a day or something like that. It's longer than that, but it feels like it's not open at all. But they have like a no food or drink policy that the venue makes them have because the venue has a concession stand, even though it's only open for like 3 hours or something like that.
It's just one of those things where like these larger scale events, they do operate on just completely separate sets of rules. I don't think Akon has anything similar to that. And obviously they don't discourage people from like taking photos of their cosplay contest or anything.
Like, I've been to furry cons where, like, outside of AC, even smaller ones, where they're like, they don't want the dealers to have any food at their table because they have that service where, like, they'll come around and take your order and they'll bring you, like, a pre-made burger or sandwich from the hotel restaurant. But that's something that is going into, like, the cons.
Towards the F&B.
Yes. Their food and beverage
minimum
budget. So like the hotel is like, no, you're not allowed to bring your own like chips and sodas and crap like that because we want to sell you stuff that goes, which helps the con meet that obligation. But it's still kind of like a lot of dealers are like, you know, let's stock up on the fucking little packages of crackers and things like that. You know?
I mean, I get
granola bars, power bars, whatever behind the table, you know.
Because, I mean, well, hell, like, during FWA, when it's just, like, Tyrion and I, we're not going to leave the table necessarily, because that's a fairly busy con.
Right.
So, like, thankfully we have fans and friends that will be like, oh, I'll just go over to the food court and pick you up some shit and bring it back.
Yeah.
And that's no problem. But
you know what was really cool about, I think it was MFM this year, was that there was an MFM dealer chat, and the dealer staff were in there, and there was a few dealers where it was just them at their table, and they would be like, hey, staff member, I need a bathroom break, I need a food break, can someone come and watch my table? And they would have somebody like what from staff would like reply and like just like basically keep an eye on a person's table while they ran at a restroom or something. And Denver also had a dealer's Telegram channel where it was like, it was, that was more like the dealers were kind of covering each other in that case. It was sort of like, hey, can anybody help me out? Or, hey, does anybody have an extension cord I can borrow? And, you know, does anyone have scissors I can borrow? Stuff like that, you know? That came in really handy.
Yeah, the, that's always really helpful. And like, the other vendors being like, yeah, we got spare cables and trying to work together. That is always very nice.
I'd like to see more cons do that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's just having the staffing.
Yeah.
Like, because we would try to do that for people at, like, Nightmare Nights, and we always had people, like, we did, like, the, hey, you can get a burger and sandwich and shit delivered to you.
Yeah.
From, because that did go towards our F&B.
Right.
But we always, like, blew past that so easily with what we did.
Yeah.
And, like, it's going to be, like, that first siesta to a degree this next round.
Uh-huh.
Next couple years, actually.
Cool.
That'll be cool to see how they do that. Because I haven't been to siesta since, like, year two. So maybe I'll go at some point.
Yeah, I didn't go to the one at the airport, and I didn't go to this one this past year.
Yeah, the last one I went to was at the Crown.
And, like, yeah, exactly. That's when I last went to it. It was, like, after, like, pushing them to be like, hey, you guys should have a dealer's room for, like, ages. They actually had one this year. But we were so busy doing all this other shit that, like, their form opened, and I was busy, or I was at work, or I was just completely brain dead from just doing so much stuff, and I ended up just not applying for it. Like, maybe I'll do it next year, I don't know. But since I wasn't dealing, I was just like, eh. And I was busy at home that weekend.
So I do have something else cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah. So
relating to the exercising kind of bullshit or being active nonsense, Pokemon Go finally pushed their adventure sync.
Oh.
So what it does is it syncs with Apple Health.
Right.
And pulls your step data and translates that shit directly into distance in the game towards eggs and buddy distance.
Yeah.
And also rewards you based upon how far you've walked in a given week.
Right.
So they just rolled it out last week, and turns out I'd walked 35 kilometers with the game open. Like, without pulling any data from my watch. I hadn't, like, I had to allow it once it was available.
Right.
But, like,
yeah.
It just pulled last week's data and gave me a bonus. It's like 20 regular balls, 10 great balls, and 5,000 stardust for just walking around.
Nice.
And
that's probably more real, because it was reliant on GPS previously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it only checked back home every little bit.
Yeah.
And you have to have the phone open when you're walking around to get credit.
Yeah. But
because we have Apple Watches or items that sync to Apple Health, this also
like
works with
Fitbits
Android.
So probably yeah. Do it too, yeah.
And you can do it with Android Health as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it translates out to this week, like, it pulled my data from this past week. I don't know when the reset for it is, but according to it, I've walked 15.4 kilometers based on it pulling data from the game open, but also data from when the game was off. And because it pulls steps, like, I didn't get a chance to go to the gym today because I was in Weatherford, but yeah. I'm super fucking interested to go elliptical for, like, an hour and get like 5-6 miles of distance stepwise on the elliptical because it counts those steps.
Yeah.
And see if that directly translates into this because that will be so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for getting buddy distance, for just anything in general. Plus, you know, 50 kilometers, which is the top tier reward for the week, that's 30-ish miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's my monthly challenge is walk 146 miles. Because clearly, you know, I've been telling you that I've been accelerating my fucking challenges
to
being, like, ever more absurd. 146 miles is I have to walk 5 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't completely unreasonable. Like, today, it's 10:15 at night.
Yeah.
And looking at my activity, I have walked 4 miles. So if I go home and take Adam on a drag, I'll get my 5th mile for the day.
So, like, I haven't exercised, but I was working in the office, so I walked back and forth to the plaza to train a couple of times, not really going out of my way, and I walked 2.37, and that's me not exercising on a regular basis the way you do. So, yeah, someone like you can probably easily do the 5 miles a day.
Well, it was like last month's was like burned 32,300 active calories in the month, which translated to
a thousand a day. Yeah.
And I got that 2 days before the deadline.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I set my goal. My goal has been like 700. But that was like, okay, 700's passing.
Yeah.
And you don't want to just pass. So I was like, ah, oh, numbers. Make the numbers go up. It's important.
Yes.
Got to make those numbers larger.
Or smaller in the case of losing weight.
Yeah. You got to make certain numbers bigger, certain numbers smaller.
So when I checked the other day, I've passed 50 pounds.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks.
That's really good. I mean, it is... You know, it's really easy at the start and it slows down a little bit. Still, you got to stick with it.
Yeah.
Because you feel better.
Yeah. And I've noticed that, like, I think my appetite is starting to decrease as well.
Well,
like,
that's good.
Before, at my height, I could just look at a pizza and be like, pizza, fitness, all in my... Roll it up like a giant cannoli and just...
Just shove it down your throat hole.
Yeah. And, like, now I'm sort of like, oh, I'll just have, like, two slices. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's good because, you know...
It's so much easier to not overeat, you know,
oh, once yeah. you're... And, like, for me, I'm kind of... forced to not be able to overeat.
Right, yeah.
Even then, like, I, you know, on some days I'll eat, I get the little small pizza from Pizzarella, I'll eat three slices, and sometimes I'm just like, I'll have two. I'll eat the other half the next day as, like, lunch or breakfast, and I'll give Adam the crusts, because Adam loves crusts.
Wow, so yeah, I'm basically losing 2 pounds a week.
That's great. That is a fantastic pace.
Yeah, because... like, it's not too much, and, you know, it's not too much too quickly where I'll run into issues with my body going into starvation mode or anything like that. But yeah, it's this is going into month 6 that I've owned the Apple Watch and also been using the calorie counting app.
Fantastic.
So yeah, I'm pretty waggy about that. My work pants I just bought like 2 months ago are loose on me now. Yeah.
What's like, I've you know, I got a lot of my tie-dye shirts,
mm-hmm.
and they're like nice and loose, and
yeah,
my pants, like, these are normally like these, I'm wearing track pants because I'm a slob, mm-hmm. and they're very comfy.
I am too, and like these are, you know, the yeah, they're the elastic waist and stuff like that, so they can be a little too big for you and they'll still fit, but they're actually starting to be like I'm having to cinch up the little tie.
Nice problem to have. You
know? Yeah, no, it's totally a good problem to have.
And like, like, I'm wearing sweatpants under these today, and they're still fit and comfy.
Yeah.
Because it was cold this morning. It was like 52 degrees, and Adam was like, no, we must go outside immediately.
I'm going to pee, and I get back into my warm paparito.
Yep. And I was up pretty early this day because there was the final Smash Direct, which was the last two character reveals, and a whole bunch of, like, here's a bunch of stuff about the systems in the game and a little bit about the story mode, and that's about it. Have fun.
I saw a couple of memes on it where, like, the one guy, I guess he's, like, one of the presenters or the devs at Nintendo or something, and it was, like, his face, like, before and after, where it's like, we have given you everything you've asked for, and then the tweet is something like, when will the L block from Tetris be playable? And he's like... He has this super frowny face.
Poor Sakurai. He's long-suffering. And he flat out said, when will I be done? And then, of course, he's like, oh, you want a fucking story mode? Okay. And, like, immediately in the opening cinematic, every single character but Kirby is murdered.
Like, oh, is that when Luigi died? Or?
Well, no, this is something else.
Oh, this is different. Okay.
This is, like, some angel-winged thing. All the characters are on this cliff, and they're like, all these hands coming, and they're like, don't let one escape. Like, Fox is standing there and being heroic, and the big bad comes out and is just like, lol, beam massacre. And just, they get Thanos almost, because, like, giant beams, you just see this, like, black outline of just ashes disappearing.
You just see Star Wolf, like, I don't feel so good, Fox. He fucking, like,
Snake gets murdered, Sonic gets murdered, Pikachu gets murdered, like, Palutena gets murdered, and both Pit and Dark Pit lose their ability to fly before they get murdered. Like, Sonic is running away, and Pikachu's right behind him. He reaches out his hand to Pikachu, and Pikachu gets fucking vaporized! And then Sonic gets vaporized!
Oh my god!
Solid Snake is hiding in a box. He gets vaporized. Like, they're like, oh, you want a story mode? We're just going to kill everybody.
You. How the fuck does Kirby escape?
I don't know.
He sucks up the villain and it poops him out.
He does a fucking, like, he teleports or whatever. It doesn't matter because the story is Kirby going back and trying to free everybody from the clutches. They weren't murdered, but they were, like, imprisoned and teleported away.
Oh, he totally does a Martha Jones, teleports away, like, in the end of season 3 of Doctor Who.
Yeah, so...
Nerd alert!
Look, we're talking about fucking Smash Brothers here. We're all nerds.
Yeah, like, you threw out, like, a whole bunch of names, like, I don't even know who the fuck they are. And that's okay.
It was just, like, holy shit. The scene was like, Pikachu's running, Sonic turns and looks, reaches out his hand, and just...
No.
Oh, fuck. He gets vaporized.
Wow.
Oh, video games. I mean, that's our fucking Rays of Sunshine. It's like, there has been some fun stuff. I was actually missed out on, like, what I was talking about, how Blizzard gave me, like, I'm still free from WoW.
Yeah.
So they gave you, like, here's a 3-day trial to play the expansion and get a feel for it and see if you want to come back. And I'm like, all right, fine. So you get to make a new character, they get level 110, you have to do all these fucking scenarios, which are incredibly long, and you're super under-geared because you're just given, like, the default, like, baseline gear.
Uh-huh.
And so you're, like, feel like you're tickling dudes while, like, story is happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finally get all the things done, you finally, because I was playing as a Horde character, because I wanted to go see the fucking Fennec people in the troll area. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, look, if they make the Fennecs an allied race, I will play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got to the place. I got to go to the map. I chose the zone. It's like, you've reached the end of this thing. Your character is now locked. You will be logged out automatically in 10 minutes. That was it.
You like, the one thing you wanted to do was see the Fennec people, and it stops right before. Yeah, like, I
went through the bullshit. And they give you, quote-unquote, 3 days to do it, but not really. It's like, I was going to play this character. The character I named it, like, Ephemeralda, because, you know, it's a 3-day character.
Oh. right.
And I was like, I'm going to go see the Fennec people because they're cute and they have, like, little alpacas, which are their mounts and whatever. It's incredibly adorable. And I couldn't do that. So just like, you know what? It says I have, like, 60 hours left of game time to play on this character that's now locked. I think I'll just delete the game again.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I've been clean of WoW for over a year. Mm-hmm. My last screenshot, which was coincidentally one of my paladin character murdering a rabbit for 56,000 damage for some reason. My character winding up with this big-ass purple hammer, and the second half is like, follow through with this golf swing and like 56,000 over a dead bunny. I was like, why did I screenshot that? But I think it was because I accidentally...
Fluttershy finally gets sick of Angel shit.
It's like, I'm tired of your shit, Angel Bunny. 56,000. But that was dated like June 23rd last year.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I've been clean that long.
Yeah.
And so like, just playing through it and being so slow-paced made me feel dirty.
Yeah.
I'm clean. I'm free. I'm finally done.
It just... I know people that enjoy it, but it just seems like such an obligation, you know, more so than, oh, I didn't like this one part of this game, but I had to play through it to get to the part that I really like. When you hear people that have, like, regular things they have to do, they're like, oh, fuck, I have to do this on Tuesday, you know?
I mean, like, Shiva raids, but she's friends with her people, and she said that, like, she wouldn't play the game if her friends weren't playing.
Right. And, like, I know, I've just heard other people talk about it, and they make it sound really dreary or like it's an obligation, and I don't know.
I gave up on raiding back in, like, Wrath when Panther was like, you're really swearing a lot at that computer. Why don't we go see a movie? And I was like, yes, go bounce the router and I'll... Like,
oh, I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Like, I made him like fake a disconnect for me.
Uh-huh.
And we went and saw a movie. Like, I logged back in and left the guild in the middle of the night. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm clean. Like, there are other games to play.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, sure, Fortnite. That's coming out. Like, mm-hmm. I'm playing that. I just spent 200 more V-Bucks on a howl emote so my character can go awoo.
Wait, do you have the werewolf boyfriend?
Not yet. I'm getting close. Okay. Like a week or two and I'll be good. But it's just a matter of getting there. And so, you know, I'll have the werewolf guy and he can howl. And then, you know, gangbang somebody in the woods. 14 werewolves. I'm number 3. Yeah. So, that's about it. Like, I'm clean from WoW. And Undertale 2 is really cool. Pokemon Go Adventure Sync is great. I'm looking forward to reaping the benefits of that and seeing just how much I can push it. Because, like, I have the monthly goal that I have, that I want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do it. Like, but I'm not going to just let it go. Like, damn it. I got to make those numbers go up.
That's right. Got to close those rings.
I'm on, like, day 230 or something of my move streak. Looking at my awards, 234 days is my move streak.
Wonder if you hit a year, it just says fuck it and resets.
I had a perfect month last month. So with that translates to 4 perfect weeks, mm-hmm. which translates to perfect stand, perfect week move, stand, exercise. Like, I have perfect months mm-hmm. for since April.
Wow.
So I have 6 months perfect. That's pretty cool. So, like you said, having an Apple Watch has been very
motivational.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, prior to that, back when, like, I had my Jawbone Up, and then prior to that, like, my Pebble Watch, those also had similar pedometer type stuff and would give you feedback.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I didn't have those, I was less motivated to do stuff.
Yeah.
But now that I've got a thing that's bugging my ass, like, mm-hmm. hey, you need to stand up. Hey, you should wake up. Hey, your blood pressure is really high. You should close Twitter. Get off Twitter, goddammit.
You should leave the polling place.
Yeah. You know how the Breathe app comes up on the watch?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That it does that when your blood pressure's up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It does it when it detects you're, like, stressed.
Oh, I thought it was just randomly bugging me.
No, it detects it when, like, hey, take a minute to breathe and chill out. It's, like, not quite the elevated heart rate warning level stuff, but it is kind of like, you're stressed.
Oh.
Take a minute to breathe.
I should turn that back on, because, like, I was never using the Breathe app.
I don't use it very often either, but I use it as the indicator that I should stop what I'm doing and do something else. If I can, because it's stressing me the fuck out.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, you've been on Twitter. You should breathe. I should close Twitter.
Yeah. All right, that's a good indicator, Dan. Good to know.
So we are going to wrap it up, but since it is the first of the month, we're going to say our shout-outs to our patrons this month, because every little bit helps, and you can always be shout-out if, you know, we've been kind of bad about giving shout-outs for it, and that's really my fault, but we do appreciate it, and there are a number of folks who have donated quite a bit, and we really like you quite a lot. But just from in alphabetical order, so thank you to An Omnibus, Anonymous Wolf, At, Brandon, The Other Brandon, Dustin, Aaron, Festive Pinball, Great, Greg, Idis, Jaden, Jared, Cal, Kilkoto, Kylie, Meru, Oren, Paul, The Other Paul, because we have 2 Pauls, Piper, Rax May, Ray Coyote, Radia, Rin, Tilton, Tim, William, and Zerion. It is the first of the month, so there's still some people pending, so they don't show up as active patrons right now. They're in that limbo state. But if you go to patreon.com/southpawscast, we would really appreciate it. You can give us like $1 an episode. You know, every little bit helps. You do also get access to our exclusive Fox and Wolf with Doggo movie time episodes where we watch a movie and discuss it. They're about half hour. We do about 3-4 a month.
It's fun. Great. It's basically let's show Saffron movies
that I've never seen.
That he's never seen that are probably that I feel he should.
So yeah, it's exciting. I'm just like, enlighten me, culture me. Oh, fuck, words, whatever. Anyway, so we watch movies and it's fun and yes. We talk about stuff. And sometimes we have Ajax join us because sometimes he'll watch the shit with us. And sometimes he's like, this movie is way too 80s for me and leave.
Yeah.
So check that
he's
out.
He's a harsh critic.
He's dang millennials.
Yeah.
Well, again, he's like a decade younger than me.
Yes.
So we have 3 separate decade cohorts opinion. So find us online at Southpawscast on Twitter, southpawscast@gmail.com, southpawscast.tumblr.com, where we post our weekly episodes, in addition to them being on our RSS feeds and on iTunes and whatnot. Give us a review if you like us. 5 stars is great. I haven't looked at iTunes because I'm frankly afraid to do so. I put this out here because I want to do it, not because I want to be famous. And then I'm like, oh no, people don't like me. Who fucking knows? I do this kind of the same way with Bronyville, honestly. I'm just like, I put it out there. Do people like it? Okay.
AC was a lot more concerned about that. I think he's like, get us a number one in whatever category you guys.
We're up there pretty high.
Yeah.
But we were also a 100% clean show that tried to be positive.
And it was sort of like, we have to take down Kevin Smith, I think, you guys were saying for a while.
Oh, yeah. He was our villain.
Yeah.
Really. But and you can find me on Twitter, being, you know, shit posting and posting pictures of my dog. Like, Adam got a Halloween costume this year.
He did.
It was a Thai Beanie Baby tag that was scaled to him. You can find me on Twitter @SaverinDrake. You can find me on Mastodon @Saverin@snouts.online. It's a good place. I believe registrations are open again, so you can check that out. It is a very good instance. The folks that moderate it do a good job. You can find me on Twitch @Saverin. I'm probably going to do another playthrough of Deltarune just so I can have a video record of it. I was thinking I was going to do that first playthrough, but then I'm like, I would rather do it raw and blind and enjoy it before I have to be like, let's get enthusiastic. Then, just find me on there. Hell, you can probably find me on... Hell, you can find me on, like, Fortnite @SaverinDrake. Just fucking play some games with me. Who cares? give me that XP bonus, nerd. So, Fuzz, where can they find you?
On Twitter @FuzzWolf. I am brought to you by For Planet Productions @FurPlanet.com. Keep an eye on our stuff. We'll be releasing a bunch of new books this month, actually. But hopefully we want to get all of our new stuff that we're releasing at Midwest Fur Fest on the website in time for the Black Friday /Cyber Monday sales after Thanksgiving, because it is now November.
Yeah,
which is MFF's ridiculous.
In a few weeks.
It is.
My mom asked me about Thanksgiving today, and I'm like, Christ, really? And I'm like, right. Halloween was yesterday. Oh shit, candy sales. Oh no. Like,
right. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be out of everything but like Reese's stuff. But that works out pretty well because that's what Panther likes.
Reese's so good.
Yeah. But Panther also has a million things of candy at home and doesn't need any more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have enabled him far too much. And now he actually needs to eat some of this shit.
Yeah. Candy and cheese. They're Panther's vices.
Hey, you know, there could be far worse.
True. Yeah.
He could be addicted to buying expensive internet hardware. Oh, wait. Anyways, you can find Shiva online @Chimera, KHYMAERA. Hopefully she doesn't get the death plague and will be with us next week. And we can talk about BlizzCon then.
Yeah.
If you did attend BlizzCon or really any other convention this past week, feel free to email us with your con report.
Yeah,
let us
know what cool shit you're up to. Apocalypse was last weekend.
Oh, and, God, tell us about the Apocalypse Hotel if you went.
Yeah, Pepper took some neat photos.
Floor mushrooms, yay.
Yeah, I knew about that like a year or two ago. People had posted that. It's like, hey, if you need a topping for your pizza, you know, just clip them right out of carpet.
It's like, hey, are these psilocybin? No, fuck. Those are the psychoactive ones,
I figured.
So anyways, on that note, good night
and big books.